Okay, a few more sifim of this, and then we're in on to Nedarim, Nedarim and Shavuos, which is normally a hard subject, but it's easy compared to this. So we're in Samach Vav Hilchos Iska Zayin. So Mashot, we're continuing with the halachas of how to make a proper heter iska to enable people to borrow money with interest. So Mashot Chuka. If it's a shat chukah, let's say they don't have time and they need the money right away, they don't have time to find the contract, etc. You don't even need a written agreement, you can do it by heart. So we said that you're not allowed to prepay for that was yesterday. We said you're not allowed, 2 days ago, you're not allowed to prepay for merchandise or anything like that, because if you prepay for it now and then the merchandise price goes up and you get it for your original price, so that's ribis, because essentially you lent money to the seller and he's maintaining your original price even though it's worth more. So if you want to get around that, so yichtivu shtar heter iska b'inyan zeh, so then you have to write a shtar iska in this way. Again, the Austrian coins, Lisasek b'moizeh b'mashin, which means a distillery, Shani Masik b'kfar Zan, that's the name of the place. Right? So he's saying basically, I gave him 100 to 100 gold coins to be busy with this to make spirits, wine and stuff. And the profit after all expenses are paid, he a mechza shali, a mechza l'Reb Reuven, and I'll half go to him, half go to me. V'chein chas v'shalom, I have said yeh chelak kechelak, and chas v'shalom, that if there's going to be a loss, we're going to split it. U'miyad v'rosh chodesh nisan abalein alatoyva, ani mechuyiv l'chas l'Reb Reuven, and I'll esa keren, im chelak revach shaloi, after giving the principal, plus his portion. B'loyel enemen lomer of sadati, and I'm not going to be believed that there was a loss, ela b'birur al p'nei shnei edim k'sherim. We're making the tonight between us. Sheim Erza b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan habolin l'toyva litin l'Reuven and al ba'ad haKeren v'gam ba'ad chelak revach shaloi. Instead of his principal and instead of his profit, sach chomish midos spirits. I'm going to give him five measurements of spirits of schnapps. Azai ain lo yalai oid shum tviya yoyser. He's not going to have any more. He can't have any complaints. And this whole thing, the nemonis, the credibility continues even after the time. And I have received payment for my work on his behalf, which would be like $1. Fine. Tess. If the one giving the money wants the one taking the money to give him shtar chayv pashut, a regular shtar chayv, ba'amitz koyach ha-medina, and he wants it to be strengthened by the secular courts, because let's say the borrower doesn't want to pay back or he dies, so then he could just take it to court. Basically, the guy says, I want to make sure it's a legal document, so in case this guy gives problems, then I could just go straight to court. They do it by iska, meaning they make a verbal agreement that works for halacha, but in the legal agreement they have to write it in like it's a regular standard loan. So they say loy mahani, it does not help, meaning a verbal agreement doesn't help to override a secular document. And even if the shtar is only on the principal and they don't even discuss interest, because since the Nisan is able to collect all the mois of the shtar chayv, even if it's a hefset borer, aser, it is aser. But filu ima makabel maimen la Nisan, and even if the makabel believes the Nisan, meaning the recipient, the what do you call it, the borrower, believes the nisan, who adam chassid, and he's a chassid, become makom lemahani, it still doesn't help. Vafilum makabo nisan lenisan gam shtar iska, and even if they give him a shtar iska, shekasa boy כי המוי שנכת בשטר חויב הוא בתורס עסקה, גם כן למהני דאיקה למיכה שם הנויסן או יורשב יעלימו אחר כך את השטר עסקה, they're going to hide the star iska v'yigu b'star choyv, and then they're going to use the standard star choyv. It's interesting, because if he's a chassid, so we're not trusting. Okay, I don't know. Bein hetu l'zeh ela sheyashlishu es a star iska b'yad shlish. The only eitzah is to make the star iska and put into a third party. V'yishaneisen yachtem es asmei el star iska, or the giver of the money signs on the star iska v'yemunuch b'yad ha-mekabel, and it should be kept in the borrower's property, or sheyichtu al ashtar choyv shehu al pi oifen amavur b'shtar iska, or lo chol hapachos yachtu eidim, sheashtar choyv hu b'toras iska, that the shtar choyv is toras iska. B'chol hafanam elu afilu im nichlal b'shtar choyv akeren im arevach, even if it's included the keren with the revach shaper dummy, it's still good. Fine. Shtar iska lo mehani lahatir, so shtar iska will not allow elema emes kenu, unless it's really true. Shehu noita lo samoyz lasis b'eze esik. He has to take the money to do business with it. But let's say he's not taking the money to do business. Just to pay back a loan. Because then it's a scam. Meaning the shtar iska has to be that the guy needs the money to do business. And then you're structuring it that he's paying interest. But to stam, he needs a loan. You can't do this. But you can do it this way. Reuven who needs the money, meaning the borrower, and he does have merchandise. Even in a different place, he can sell it to Shimon at a very cheap price. On the condition that the choices of Reuven, that if he doesn't give it back to Shimon before a certain day, he's going to pay a much higher price. That Shimon should have a proper profit. And then Shimon gives the money to Reuven, and they make a kinyan suder. You know, they pick up the yarmulke or a pen. That the mekach should be, you know, to give it some sort of kiyum. Right, validation. So what you do is Shimon gives a little bit of his bag, I mean a handkerchief, yarmulke. Then that's how Shimon, the lender, is kind of all the merchandise. Reuven, without edim, then it's in Shimon's achrayus. So therefore, basically, what you did is you did it made a sale and not a loan. Right. And that's how it goes. So now, if again, to go a little deeper into heteriska, so there's different heteriskas with different types of things. Sometimes somebody doesn't have debt, but he needs to borrow money in order to buy a house. And the guy says, I'll lend it to you, but I'll lend it to you with ribbis, which is not a good thing, by the way. It's the Chofetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed talks a lot about how much schar you get for lending somebody money interest-free. It's like a major, major mitzvah, but a guy can't do it. He can't do it. So you do a heteriska, you need a little bit of a different heteriska because, I mean, there you're basically going to swing it that the guy's buying the house for investment purposes, not just to live. And okay, well, you have different heteriskas for different types of loans, but all of them have ways around it. Fine. You'd have Reuven owes Shimon money.
No, we're finished.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought, yes. Okay. I'm not complaining. Okay. Okay. Matzah Shabbos, we'll finish the ribbis and then we get into Nedarim and Shavuos. And okay. I apologize if I'm not doing such a hot job explaining everything. All right. Everybody should be well. Have a fine night and a fine Shabbos and a fine Chodesh.